Let something suddenly change. Let the spiritual recognize our prayer today. Let the heavenly recognize our presence in church. And let something suddenly turn around. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Let's put our hands together for our choir this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a day to be alive. What a day to be present. To be present at the presence of the Lord. I'm going to be brief. We're having communion in about 30, 40 minutes. I should be out and we do Thanksgiving. And hopefully, let's put hands together for our children as they go to their section. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our children should go. Uncle Ima, not yet graduate from children's section. Hallelujah. Amen. The children now will stay till age 11 going to 12 before they come to children's section. Hallelujah. Because they come to the youth, they come to Sister Kemi youth. Hallelujah. And the young adults start from 18. Hallelujah. So if you are not yet 18, you still belong to that. Hallelujah. I'll be meeting the young adult next Sunday, hopefully. Ah, that's that beautiful girl. God bless you. Nice seeing you again. Is that not your daughter? Yeah. I saw you when you were like that. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you. Amen. For everyone worshiping with us today, the Lord bless you. In the book of John, chapter 5, verse 6. John, chapter 5, verse 6. You know, I said something, and I want you to take note of this. You are only waiting. You are not broke. Do you understand what I'm saying? You are only waiting. You are not broke. You are not poor. Money is coming. Wealth is coming. If you're married yet, you're only waiting. Marriage is coming. Not having your child yet is just a waiting time. The children are coming. Hallelujah. This season is a season when God will showcase you. And you will come back and say, God, you are good. In the book of John chapter 5 verse 6, when Jesus saw him lie, and knew that he had been there for a long time. Jesus himself knew this man has been there for 38 years. He said unto him, "Wilt thou be made whole? Why will you be asking me?" Mama, why will somebody be asking me, do I need to become a millionaire? With all this struggle, I struggled. I started working at age 14. Age 14, I've been working. And I'm in a triple 20 now. According to Bracken. And somebody now asked me, "Do you want to be a millionaire? Why do you think I've been working?" But can I shock you? There are people who are comfortable with what they have. Am I talking to someone? There are some people that don't even want to change. There are some people, what you are praying for them, they are not even praying for themselves. There are people that miracle is at hand, they are not even embracing the miracle because some people enjoy what they are going through. That's why Jesus asked this man, he said, "Wilt thou be made whole?" I pray for somebody. You will not be absent in the place of your miracle. You will not be found wanting when they are about to promote you in the name of Jesus. The day that blessing is coming, you will not be absent in the name of Jesus. Imagine what this man said. No, I'm preaching tonight, today on breakthrough, 11th hour breaking forth through communion. This is our month of 11th hour breaking forth. He asked, he said, "Why? Will that be made whole?" And the man is saying, "I have no man." Is that the question? Is that the answer to the question? The important man says, "I have no man." Which means you can be in the midst of everybody and still be lonely. Am I talking to somebody? You can be in the midst of the market and still be alone. You can be in the midst of your family and nobody understand you. You can be where everybody has the capacity to help you and no one is ready to help you. You can be where everything you are looking for is in the pocket of 4 or 5 people around you, but no one is giving it to you. Because either you don't even know what you are looking for yourself, or you are too comfortable. But I ask heaven to stir up your environment today. I ask heaven to stir up your environment today, that God himself will push you to where you're supposed to be in the name of Jesus. He said, I am no man. So there is a bullet, there is a troubling of the sea. There is the sterling of the water. But the sterling of the water, according to history, only one person per year. Why will it be only one person to be promoted in my family? Why should it be the only one rich man that I know since I was a baby? He's still the one controlling the family. Hear me, hear heaven today. God will hold you by the hand. God will plant you himself. Every foundation that does not allow you to establish, heaven will pull it down today in the name of Jesus. The man said, I have no man. And God said, Jesus said, you spoke through. He said, what I'm going to do? I'm going to break protocol. I am going to give you your healing without touching the water. It is the stirring of the water that brings the healing. But the protocol was broken for this man. I hear God saying, protocol will be broken for somebody here. What you have been waiting for, suddenly is coming to you now. Suddenly is coming to you now. Suddenly it is coming to you now. What we need to know, if the man has not been there, if the man was sleeping, how will he get it? If the man was not by the pool, that means if he has not made any effort, how will Jesus just walk and meet him in the house where he's not making effort? But he has relocated himself to the presence of where miracle happens. And that's why I congratulate somebody here this morning. That something will happen in your life today in the name of Jesus. Something will happen today in the name of Jesus. The last 11th hour miracle is something that happens when you least expect. But it only happened for those who did not give up. Hallelujah. Let's look at this scripture. Matthew chapter 20. Matthew 20, I'm reading verse 6 and verse 9. I'm careful with my time. The usher should please remind me when it is 5 past 12. That's how soon I want to be today. In verse 6, about 11th hour, he went out and found others standing idle. But listen, they were not sleeping. Right? They were standing idle. They were tired that nobody has asked them for job, but they remained there. They did not give up. Tell somebody, don't give up. No matter the situation, remain there. Remain there. Don't give up. He was there. He said, about 11th hour, he went out and found others standing idle and said unto them, why stand ye here all the day idle? Why are you standing here? They will have told him, sir, we want to walk, but nobody is hiring us. And that's why I want to tell somebody this morning, all your experiences, all your qualification will start working for you from now. All the experiences that everybody has discounted, those experiences in your own country before you came here, that nobody counted to be anything. Your educational status, everything will begin to work together for you right now in the name of Jesus. Because my Bible says all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are called according to his purpose. Everything will start working. You will know, hear me, January, your level will have changed. are entering January as a new person. At a new level. At a new horizon. In the name of Jesus. So he said, give me to verse 9. I don't want to waste too much time. In verse 9, they said unto 9, go to 9. And when they came, that were higher about 11 that were, they received every man in pain. Those who started 9 a.m., how much did they receive? A belly. So that I'm starting late. Eh? Only five of understand that too. That I'm starting late does not mean behind you. Am I talking to somebody? That I'm starting late, that I'm coming to the stage late, does not mean I will not make impact. You need to carry that with you. When I look at the story of my life, I thought at some point, I thought hope was gone. When I started growing up, I wanted to marry at 24, 25. 24, 25. I only get crashed into marriage at 33. 7 years after. Is it 7 or 9? 9 years after. Because I begin to ask God, why? When I started growing up, I was making good money. Not good money, not the standard of now, but little money. I remember when I was in college, they used to call me Olowo Bank. You understand? Any little money I save it in the bank, I would bugger you with my balance in the bank at a small age. And I got married. It's like I face a battle of no money. You now wake up a day, there's no food in the store, no money in the account, no money in the pocket. And here I already have 2 children. There's somebody I picked from my father's house. She was comfortable in her father's house. I asked her to change her name and change her name to my name. They are depending on me. I have nothing to give. Not only that, we also have other people that we decide to adopt because we love them. The way you adopt into nothing. That one thing I know, all through that season, there was not a day I slept hungry. When it remained an hour for the day to close, something will show up. Am I talking to somebody? God has not left you. That you have the grace to be where they will pick you for miracle. It's what is important. That you are hired late does not mean never. That you did not start when others are starting does not mean anything. When my first son turned 27, and I saw him and I said, oh, happy birthday, son. He said, Daddy, I'm scared. I said, why are you scared? Everybody should be happy when you are in your birthday. He said, I'm scared. He said, because I'm closer to 30 than I am from 20. I said, this boy has woken up. The day you wake up is when things begin to happen. Am I talking to somebody? The day you wake up is not the way you wake up by 6 a.m. I'm talking. The day you realize that something needs to change. The day you know that something needs to be added to you. The day you know I am not where I'm supposed to be. That's the day you wake up. Because it is then you are pulling every resources to the right direction. Because in all this, every one of us, we need to have single eyes. Single eyes. There are 3 ways you see. The physical eyes, the spiritual eyes, and the emotional eyes. You need to see with the spiritual eyes. If you see with physical eyes, you are not going anywhere. That is why, listen, I'm always happy. Even when people are looking at me and say, why is the guy happy? Hallelujah. When people are saying, why is he smiling? I am smiling because what I'm seeing is bigger. Listen, what I'm seeing about this church is not what we see now. And that is what activates energy in me every day. No, Jesus saw a man. He picked the mud, and he put it on his eyes. And the Bible recorded he anointed his eyes. How did the mud become anointed? Anything Jesus taught to become anointed. Am I talking to somebody? Anything Jesus taught to become anointed. And the Bible said, the guy said, I cannot see anything. The sight is working, but the eyes is not seeing anything. Look at the man, the guys. Jesus said, go and bath, go and dig yourself into the pool of Siloam. How did they get there? They were still blind. How did they get there? When God touched you, your eyes opened at once. And that's why I know somebody's life has turned around right now in the name of Jesus. Something has changed in your life right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Today we are taking communion. Come, licking it together. In the book of John chapter 6, give me verse 48. Because the only person you can depend upon for what we are talking about today is God. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Why did he say, I am that bread and I am not the bread? Because people have been talking about the bread. And he knew that these people are just talking of physical bread when they're supposed to talk of spiritual bread. Give me that next verse. The next verse, he said, your father eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. Continue. This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. He said, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. He said, he shall live forever. And the bread which I give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Listen, brethren, we are coming to a point in life where you need to submit yourself to the hand of God. You cannot do the race of life yourself. Hallelujah. You cannot. England is good now. Till before I came into UK, if you are going now to go with your passport, people who are longer here will tell you the truth. Because they can just stop the bus. And then they will say, everybody, identify yourself. The only people they will not ask to identify are people who are very close to my color. Hallelujah. But if your color is far from me, if you are the darker shade of my color, then you have to identify. On the bus, you can enter Mark and Spencer and they ask you, or they will not even allow you to enter. In the midst of this one, we are born here. Hallelujah. But how did you and me survive? And that is why I know where we are going is far than where we are coming from. Hear me today. Somebody within the next 6 days. By this time on Friday, you will have a big testimony that will shake your family for good, that will turn things around for you in the name of Jesus. Jesus was saying something. Go to verse 53. Because I'm running with time. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in me. This is not just eating wafers. This is not just drinking Ribena. Hallelujah. Somebody was asking a question to a man of God. He said, why not we use pounded yam and egusi for breaking bread? Hallelujah. It is not that kind of food we are talking. Where the question is this, and I want you to understand this. Because I started from John 5, 6. Leave that scripture there. He said, you have been long in this. And the man said, I have no man. The next thing Jesus said, carry your mat and walk. Which means I'm relocating you from where you used to be. Do we get it? Go back to John 5. Go to verse 7 and 8. Because the bread and the blood is a food of relocation. I don't know where you are seeking relocation today. The impotent man said to him, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I'm coming another step down before me to eat, Jesus said, rise up, take up that bed and walk. He didn't say go to the pool. So he didn't say, I'm doing it the way they are doing it for others. He said, I'm doing it my own way. Okay. God said, I will do it my own way. I don't know who is receiving this. So when they gave them waivers, when they gave them wine, he's saying, I am giving you my body. What do you receive when you take it? That is where the challenge is. Are you receiving waivers and Ribena? Or your spiritual eyes, you are seeing the body. And the body shedding blood into the cup that you are drinking. Until that transformation is in your spirit, you have not started the game. So until you recognize who Jesus is and the capacity he has to change your situation you are playing. The moment your qualification is more than any other thing, the moment your experience is what you are talking about, the moment what the doctor says, the medical report is more important than the words on the pages of the Bible, you have not started the race. God said, I will break protocol for you. I shared so many stories for you in this church. This me you are seeing, I am standing by the grace of God. Third month into this country, they approved mortgage for me. Month three, 90 days. It's not done. Third month, the guy we came meet together, sir, that we rent 4-bedroom house together, is still renting. But God did it. Because I came in, not of my own, but of him. I was saying, anywhere you send me, I will go. Anything you ask me to do, I will do. Can I shock you? If God told me to close this church today, I will close it. I will not break our hearts. And I can assure you, my family will tell you what gives me joy most is ministry. But if God told me to close it today, I will not even discuss with ministers. I just said, Pastor, that I know that church, God has given me a different direction. Do you believe God can do it? In the book of Exodus, let's go to that 12, verse 7. It said, every family get a lamb. Is that the first time they will eat a lamb? Is that the first time they will sacrifice a lamb? No. It is the ability to see the change in the world. It is the ability to see the change in the command. It's the ability to... My wife was telling me something recently. There's a place you're supposed to go. And I said, ma'am, I don't want you to fly with chicken. Is that not what I said? I said, fly with eagle. I said, the moment you are flying with chicken, you are dropping down. You are too low. Before you know it, the ability to fly will reduce. I said, that meeting you are not going. From now, you see, yes, sir, that's all. Because until you perceive where you are going, those you flock with will delay your progress. Those you share your matter with will delay your progress. In the verse 7, he said, take the blood and strike the two doorposts of the upper doorpost of the house where in the house are hid. There's no, they'll be eating it. But it's a different food now. They'll be eating, they'll be killing ram. But it's a different procession now. He now said, this one though, the blood is important to me. Not only the meat, the blood is important. He said, when you kill it, take a brush and brush the door. Do you know there are some Egyptians who did the same thing? Egyptians who did that. And there are some Israel that refused to do it. There are some Israel, forget it. Forget it. Is it not Moses? Is it not Moses? We know it from the beginning. Don't commonize with your man of God. When the joke stops, know when the joke stops. Thank God for the man of God who was with us for 3 Sundays. That was the first time we were meeting together. I mean, I preached for him once in Lagos. But anytime I met somebody, every word is important to me. We will joke. We laugh. We sing. We do. But something, we just say it. I was just tapping for my phone. As I was doing it, he was doing the same thing. When do you understand when the event changed? Those guys stood there 11th hour. People start walking 6. 3 p.m., nobody called them. They were still there. And somebody now hired them. Okay. So they worked for 2 or 3 hours. Job finished. They gave them the same money. Huh? Listen, if you are the one who starts 6 o'clock, and somebody starts 9, and they are paying them, will you not complain? Even when they come, you will not allow them to work. You will not know what they will pay them. You will be pushing them. You will not give them their share of work. You want to do work. Don't push somebody down who God has raised. When God has raised somebody around you, recognize that. So he said, just put the lintel post. The moment they did it, it becomes meal of change. It becomes meal of untouchable. It becomes meal of going forward. So the moment they ate the meal does one thing important. The second one is the lintel post. If you eat the meal and you didn't put the blood by your doorpost, will the angel still not kill? The angel will still kill. There are 2 instructions. Those who follow the 2 instructions. And Jesus said, do this in the remembrance of me. Eat this meal that you may be alive and not die. Do this that sickness will disappear in your life. Do this that money will no more be an issue for you. Do this that your marriage will be sorted out. Do this that God can dwell with you. Rise on your feet this morning. I want you to do 2 prayers. As the minister said, coming forward. I want you to do 2 prayers. Lord, as I take the meal of change, change everything about me today. Are you hearing the prayer? As I take the meal of change, take it as a meal of change. November will not close until God change your life. I see somebody will come into your life within the next 48 hours. Please, church, listen to this. Don't lay too much emphasis on the gift anybody give you. Respect the gift of men. Respect men that comes to your life to bring you change. rather than the gift they will give. Because that man may not give you money, but he can point you to the right direction. Am I talking to somebody? But within 48 hours, somebody will get somebody coming to your life. And the advice, the direction he will give you will turn everything around. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Say with me, my Father, my Father. My Father, my Father. The meat that I will take today, the meat that I will eat today, let it be a meal of change. Let it be a meal that will take me to where I'm going. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. I want you to pray for yourself that the meal I'm taking today, let it be a meal of change, a meal of transformation. Pray for yourself. Libro koshelegedegede, bakoshati imrando yegedegedegre. Pray for yourself. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. The second prayer before we take the communion is this. You are going to pray, Lord, use my waiting period to bring your glory out of my life. When Lazarus died, the Bible said he was sick. Abi? But the Bible said, hey, our friend is sick, and Jesus waited 4 days. And he now told them he's dead. Why do you wait 4 days? When you know you are going to wake him up? Why did you allow people to mourn and cry finish before you wake him up? But when he got there, he stood outside. He said, Lazarus, come forth. Everything around Lazarus obeyed the call. Hear me as I speak to heaven. Hear me as I speak to heaven. Everything around you today, we obey the voice of God in the name of Jesus. You are coming out of that situation. You are coming out of that delay. You are coming out of that waiting in the name of Jesus. The meeting Jesus did after that, people do not come to see Jesus. They came to see Lazarus that was raised from death. Hallelujah. In the Bible, sir, in the book of Job, the pool that they used to stare, there was no record that the situation continued after that. Am I talking to somebody? Who tell me the foundational issues you have ends today? The foundation, the challenges behind your issues, it ends today in the name of Jesus. Say with me, my Father, my Father. My Father, my Father, use my case to turn my family to God. Use my case to bring your glory out. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. But that waiting period is over. That challenging time is over. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's share the communion out. Let the minister take on one. Give me Exodus 19:4. Exodus 19:4. Let's say, how many of you believe that a change is coming? Thank you. this scripture. He said, ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptian. How I bore you on eagle's wing and brought you unto myself. You have seen. You will see. If I put it that way, you will see how God will bring you out of your enemy. You will see I will use eagle's wing to take you out. Amen. He will do it himself. Amen. Listen to me. I don't know who has a case. The Lord said that case is sorted in your favor. Suddenly, what the case is about will be released to you. Thank you, Father. Father, Lord, we thank you, oh God, for your body and your blood. Lord, let the transformation be now. That as we take this, it will be your body, it will be your blood. What your body can do for us, what your blood can do, let this do it for us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let everything about our life turn around right now. Thank you, mighty Father. We worship you, adore you.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Amen. I want you to take the body and the blood. Help the children to open it if they cannot. Take your time to open it.
And the angels
about it. Anything you want to change in, any breakthrough you need, start talking about it. Start talking about it. Start talking to God.
Your name. Thank you for this moment, oh God. Thank you for this avenue to connect your presence and to receive from you. Father, your word has written our spirit, and we are hoping for what you will do. As many of us that partake in this communion of today, we shall not be disappointed in the name of Jesus. The faith we have expressed will work out answer in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. In Jesus' name.
And so, Lord, we have eaten in tea this afternoon. We have drunk your blood, Lord. Make us whole. In the name of Jesus. Every infirmity in our life, gone right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, ancients of this. In Jesus' name.
To use this opportunity to request, oh Lord, a big request that I know it is not small in your presence. Years ago, anytime I go out or I go to shop, I always ask God to give me a baby girl. And 21 years ago, God answered me. I use this opportunity for as a point of contact for all the people that we are partaking. We are partaking the blood of Jesus and the body of Jesus. That you are trusting God for something like this. I pray. that is causing delay, that Lord will remove it in their life today in the name of Jesus. And then too, they will come back to glorify God in their life in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray.
In Jesus' name. On the cross of Calvary, Jesus took nails for us. Jesus' blood spilled for us. And now we are doing this in remembrance of you, Father. And at that time, at that final hour, Jesus said, it is finished. Father, we now link those words into our life and declare that every challenges that we are facing, it is finished. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray that as your blood was spilled and we have taken it right now, let it begin to go into every part of our challenges and speak to it. And we say to it right now, it is finished. In the name of Jesus. We say one more time, it is finished. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Take all glory, take all honor. For in Jesus' name we have prayed.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, you say, for the life of the flesh is in the blood. Therefore, we speak life to every dead situation, to everything that is buried by the enemies. We resurrect them by the power in the blood of Jesus. And we call life to everything that is dead. He said, dry bone, rise up again. We speak life in the mighty name of Jesus. And we stand in the word and let the blood speak, Lord. We hide behind the cross of Jesus. Father, let your blood speak. Because the blood speaks better things than the blood of Abel. Therefore, Lord, we say thank you. For the power in the blood will resurrect every life. In Jesus' mighty name.
And so, Father, we say thank you. Let the prayer of the saint work for everyone in the name of Jesus. The Lord, every man, we have a testimony. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Let's put our hands together for Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Today. Hallelujah. I bring greetings from Dr. Solomon Godwin. He appreciates the way you receive him and the gift and everything. The Lord continue to bless you in Jesus' name. All right, let's quickly package our offering.